WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new week here on the program and a new day and the last week of July, if you can believe it. It's the last couple of days here, and then next weekend is going to be Feast Weekend, and then we're counting down the days until summer's over at that point. So, but it's not going to feel like that for the next couple of days. It's going to feel like we are in the thick of it because we're going to have another heat wave on our hands. So make sure that you are doing all you can to stay cool. Tomorrow, I guess, is going to be the worst of the days. Although Wednesday will probably feel pretty bad, too, because it's going to be building up. But tomorrow is supposed to be the highest temperatures. And then it's supposed to break by about 8 p.m. on Wednesday. And I was just looking ahead at the forecast and saying, oh, just got to get to Wednesday night when it's going to drop into the 60s overnight. But until then, we're going to be suffering a little bit, but that's summer. Thanks, everybody, who came out yesterday for the free laundry day at both Dash Laundromat locations. We were at the Dartmouth one in the morning from 10 to noon, and then we were at the New Bedford, the brand new location in New Bedford, from 1 to 3, and what a facility. So much space, so much room. So many machines, but at one point, every machine was filled with folks coming down and doing free laundry. The goal was to do 2,000 loads of laundry, and last I checked, they were up around 1,000. But then, you know, I left at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were still going to be doing laundry until 9 p.m. at both locations. So I am sure that they hit that goal. And thanks to those of you who came out and made donations, too, for Walt's Mobile Closet. Saw Sketty. She came down with a bunch of socks that will go to good use for homeless folks that could use them. And I think the other great part of it was, you know, folks got to come down and see that, you know, you can't have a laundromat that's brightly lit and TVs and music and all that, and it doesn't always have to be the dark, dingy place that you're used to. So definitely check out both Dash locations. And of course, speaking of being on the road, Chris McCarthy is going to be on the road Wednesday. He's going to be broadcasting live from the Museum of Madeira and Heritage to get you ready for the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament coming up starting Thursday. And then Fun 107 is going to be broadcasting from the feast, I believe, Friday night. And just as a programming note, Chris is out today. Ken Pittman's going to be filling in for him. And Barry's out. And Brian Thomas will be filling in for him. So folks using their summer vacation time. And of course, here on this program, we will have New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo in the 8 a.m. hour. And we have a lot that we can discuss with him, not only continuing the discussion about some of the supplemental budget items that the council will be voting on, but also the news of all the different things that have happened this week. Want to get his take on Officer Taj, which is the correct pronunciation. Brian explained it to me before he went on the air Friday. He said that when he spoke to Officer Taj at Market Basket, he says it's Taj, like Taj Mahal. So that'll be easy enough to remember. So we'll get Council President Burgo's take on that. He's already given a statement to WPRI regarding the Market Basket situation where 47 employees were suspended until they can provide, I guess, birth certificates, social security numbers, whatever they're going to need to prove their citizenship or their work status to Market Basket. And of course, some of the other news that's gone on. We had a couple of fatal crashes over the weekend. A fatal motorcycle crash. And then also the fatal car crash on 195. And I believe the motorcycle victim was 25, and it was a 19-year-old and an 18-year-old involved in the crash in Dartmouth. And that's just the sad part about summer, is we have so many of these stories that we unfortunately have to report to you, but then you look at them and you say, well, you know, what could be avoidable? I mean, what was an accident and what was something that you shake your head and say, how did we let this happen? And I think the case of the motorcycle crash has people asking that very question, because the person who was involved in that crash, the person who was driving the car, was arrested. And that person has a history of arrests for operating under the influence. This is his fourth time being charged with operating under the influence. And I see the comments that happen online. But his name is Raymond Cardoza, 67, of West Wareham. He is the person accused of vehicular manslaughter and operating under the influence. And I saw comments of people saying, well, you know, what's wrong with the judges in the state that this guy could have three DUIs and he's still out there driving around on the road? Well, he's also charged with driving with a suspended license. So the state did their part. They took away his right to drive. He just did it anyway, allegedly. And that's the sad part about it, is not everybody's going to obey what they've been told to obey. And these crashes are terrible to have to report on. It seems like every weekend we have one in the news, at least one. There's been far too many motorcycle crashes this year, especially on Cranberry Highway in Wareham. There's been, I think this is the second or third one. And I think part of that is, yeah, distracted driving plays a part. Now, one of them sounded like it was a mechanical issue with the person's motorcycle that was driving it. Unless that person was also distracted somehow, but that one didn't involve another vehicle. And obviously, if someone is under the influence, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean they had to be distracted, but I think it does play a part in a lot of these crashes. So just be more careful out there on the road. Pay attention. I drove to Boston on Saturday, and there were, I mean, just trying to go from one lane to another. It's amazing how people have kind of, I don't know, I would say forgotten how to drive, but maybe they didn't know to begin with. It just seems like people are, there's no more etiquette on the road. I mean, I've always thought, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't we taught in driver's ed that when you get to an intersection, the people going straight have the right of way? And that if you are going to go straight and you decide to let somebody turn, that's one thing. But that, you know, the cars going straight have the right of way, and then the cars that are turning can turn. Unless, obviously, if there's, you know, an arrow light, that's a different story. But I've seen far too many instances lately of the light turns and the person turning immediately goes to turn before the person going straight gets a chance to step on the gas. And then that person going straight doesn't assume that that person's going to turn. And you have, at least in in these cases, a near miss, or as Gallagher used to call them, a near hit. And it's just, it's, I don't know what it is. Maybe what has happened is some of those lights, having those arrow lights, which we think is better, maybe that has made people forget who's supposed to go first at an intersection. I don't know. But that's just one of the many things that I've noticed in recent weeks. As I said, driving to Boston, people just cutting each other off, trying to merge from lane to lane, or not letting somebody get over. There was a point where there was an emergency vehicle coming up on in the high-speed lane, the far left lane of 24, and the person that was in front of me went and got into that lane as that emergency vehicle was coming. Like, what are you doing? Like, I get, all right, maybe you're hearing the sirens or seeing the lights and you want to get out of the way, but you go to the left. I mean, to the right, not to the left. You don't get in the high-speed lane that they're traveling in. I mean, I think they realized pretty quickly that they made the wrong move, and then they merged back over. But still, it was just, what are you doing? So hopefully we can get through the rest of the summer without any more incidents, but that's going to take everybody being a little bit more responsible and paying a little bit more attention on the road. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We will have a new contest for you this week. I just haven't had a chance to get it up yet. Had a very busy day yesterday at Dash, and so we will get that up later on today. And I'll tell you what it is coming up in just a bit. The last of our Lincoln Park winners should hear from Casey today. She was off on Friday, so you should hear from her today. And, of course, those contests brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. All right, let's take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
So can you help me? It's cold and I'm nowhere to sleep. Is there some way?
Welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment, but as I mentioned, I would let you know about what our new ticket giveaway is going to be this week. So starting later on today, I'll probably get the post up after the show, but we are going to start giving away tickets this week to see Katy Perry at TD Garden on Friday, August 8th. See, we like to have a variety of different types of shows for you here. So for the last couple of weeks, it's been the new metal of Linkin Park. Right? Is that, are they new metal or are they rap rock? Well, I don't know how they would classify them, but we had, you know, Linkin Park. Now we have Katy Perry this week. So you never know where it's going to go. And so we'll have that up later on for you to enter to win. And that's brought to you again by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. And we have tickets to give away every week, all throughout the summer and into the fall. So keep checking out WBSM.com and the WBSM app each week to see what we're giving away that week. Right now, though, we're going to give you the news, all the top stories of the day with Mike Roberts.
President Trump says the U.S. will give aid to Gaza, a manhunt underway in Arkansas, and a popular app has been hacked.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump says the U.S. will give more aid to Gaza. The president made the comment while addressing the media yesterday ahead of trade talks with the EU chief in Scotland. Israel Defense Forces announced it's starting a tactical pause of its military activities in Gaza so humanitarian aid convoys can reach starving Palestinians. The decision comes amid growing international outrage over rising deaths and reports of widespread starvation in Gaza. There's a new trade deal between the U.S. and European Union that would lower tariffs to 15%. Speaking yesterday, President Trump called it the biggest of all deals during a joint news conference with European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen in Scotland. Trump said the 27-member EU has agreed to purchase $750 billion worth of energy and $600 billion worth of investments in the U.S. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson hopes that Ghislaine Maxwell, a longtime associate of Jeffrey Epstein, was truthful about questioning by the Justice Department.
In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Johnson said her testimony could be truly beneficial.
If she wants to come clean now, that would be a great service to the country. And we'd like to know every single bit of information that she has. I certainly hope she's telling the truth.
The convicted sex trafficker was granted limited immunity to allow her to answer questions about the late billionaire without fear the information could be used against her in a future case. Maxwell's lawyer says she answered every single question, including questions about 100 different people linked to Epstein. I'm Mark Mayfield.
An app billed as a safe space for women to talk about men has been hacked, with thousands of pictures and images of ID cards leaked online. The T app provides users who are verified as women with an opportunity to share notes about men looking for red flags or other information about their behavior. The hacked data, which appears to have been about 2 years old, was leaked on a website called 4chan. The company behind the app says it is working to secure its platform and prevent other breaches. The FDA has approved what is being called the first HIV drug that offers 100% protection.
It's a twice-yearly injectable called lenacapavir and is marketed by Gilead Sciences under the brand name Yeztugo. The biotech company says it's a real milestone that will save millions of lives around the world. Gilead also says it'll provide affordable access to Yeztugo in the U.S. and beyond. It signed royalty-free licensing agreements with six generic drug makers. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
A manhunt is underway in Arkansas after two people were found murdered in a state park. State police say the bodies of a 43-year-old male and a 41-year-old woman discovered Saturday afternoon on a trail at Devon's Den State Park. Their deaths are being investigated as a double homicide. Police are looking for a white male suspect believed to be driving a dark four-door sedan with tape covering the license plate. The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife considering killing a wolf to stop a pack's attack on livestock.
During a 30-day period, wolves from the Togo Pack in Ferry County killed two calves and injured a third. During that time, several non-lethal methods were used, including range riders, staff in the area, and ranchers removing sick and injured livestock. Wildlife agents say there are not many other non-lethal methods. Killing a wolf often disrupts the pack and they stop attacking livestock. I'm Brad Ford.
There's a Legionnaires outbreak in central Harlem, New York.
The New York City Department of Health says five cases have been reported, but there are possibly several others awaiting test results. A warning has been issued for four Harlem zip codes, 10027, 10030, 10035, and 10037. Water is being tested there to find the source. Health officials say Legionnaires' disease, which is a type of pneumonia, is transmitted by breathing in water vapor that contains Legionella bacteria. It is not transmitted person to person. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Dodgers 4-3 last night. Sox back in action again tonight at 7:40 in Minnesota with the Twins.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Look for tons of sunshine to kick off the work week, but we do have the potential of coming close to a heat wave. Highs today will be close to 90 degrees and feel even hotter with the humidity. For tonight, it's going to be quite muggy. Patchy fog developing after midnight with a low near 72. And for Tuesday, early fog giving way to sunshine once again and another hot and humid with a high in the lower 90s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Kelly mentioned the fog coming up for tomorrow. Well, it's out there today, too. So if you're heading out the door, just be aware it's pretty foggy. It's now that the sun is coming up a little bit more, it is kind of burned off a bit. But this morning, it was super thick. I was coming down 240, and I could barely see in front of me. But now it's starting to lift a little bit, but it's still foggy out there. So keep that in mind if you're heading out the door. Hey, I was talking earlier about how, you know, we had the conversation all last week, and I would expect it'll probably continue this week too, about Officer Taj and his citizenship status. And if you heard Barry on Friday, he got a response from Lieutenant Carolla, and the question about whether or not there are other legal permanent residents who are serving on the New Bedford Police Department, Assistant Deputy Chief Carolla said to Barry that they are doing a thorough review of all personnel and they would have more information after that. So we'll find out if there are other folks who have that status. But if you want to hear a very interesting discussion on the topic, especially if you might feel a little bit differently than the rhetoric you've been hearing on the air all last week, check out the Paul Santo show from Saturday morning. Paul was on, he's usually on 7 to 9 on Saturday mornings. This week, a little bit of a scheduling snafu. Ken was going to be off and then he wasn't off, but he didn't let me know he wasn't off. So we have 3 hours of the Paul Santo show in the podcast for you from this week and 2 hours of the Ken Pittman show. But for that 9 o'clock hour, Ken and Paul went back and forth. Very good stuff. But Paul came right in. Paul felt very strongly that the Officer Taj had been unfairly maligned and that, you know, the conversation should be about the policy and not about the person, and had a very interesting discussion with all the callers, and he had phone lines lit up. So if you're not listening to the Paul Santo show and all of our great Saturday morning programming, well, it should be. But if not, you can check it out on podcast on the WBSM app and wherever you get your podcast from. But that conversation, I'm sure, will continue. I don't know how quickly we're going to get more information from the police department about other legal permanent residents. But again, you know, many people are not upset about the individual, but more upset about the fact that what are they doing changing the website? And, you know, it looks like you did something wrong and you got caught doing something wrong in terms of, you know, not having the proper language up there. So I'm sure that, again, that conversation will continue. Mayor Mitchell will be with Chris on Wednesday. They can look further into that. Chris was going to bring you a story today, but he'll probably discuss it more tomorrow instead, where he's just a little under the weather, so he'll be back tomorrow if all goes well. But you've heard him talk about some of the candidates for city council, and one of them was going to be school committee member Bruce Oliveira. Well, Bruce informed Chris that he is not going to run for at-large. So that is the latest in that regard. Maybe we'll get some new candidates, you know, in the wake of Councilor Morad saying she is not going to seek re-election. Maybe we're going to get some folks who say, well, that opens up a seat then. You know, if there's going to be an open seat, now I'll run.
Or maybe you've got some folks who say, well, if she's, you know, maybe they were reluctant to be on the council while she was there for whatever reason. But we'll see how all of that shakes out. We've still got a little bit of time. And we've still got the council president coming in with us at 8 o'clock this morning, and we can discuss all that more. I know one of the things we wanted to get to last week, but we ran out of time, was Council President Burgos' thoughts on Councilor Morad not seeking re-election. So hopefully we can get into that today. And, of course, we'll take your questions. And that's why we ran out of time last week, is because we got so many great calls and questions for him. But those phone lines are open every Monday when he comes in. Always feel free to call. That's what that segment's all about. It's your chance to speak directly to the city council president, the same way Wednesdays, your chance to talk to the mayor, and why we try to have as many elected officials on as we can for you to be able to speak to them. And again, that number will be 508-996-0500. You can also open up your WBSM app and just hit the call us button, and that will directly dial us here in the studio as well. That way there you don't have to remember the number. Because there's been many, many times where I'm sure I've given out, you know, my cell phone number accidentally or something. So then you start trying to call me. I'm like, no, I'm not answering that. I'm on the air. So if you can't remember the number, and if sometimes I can't remember the number, the call us button is the way to go. Or I tell people all the time, just put us in your phone, put us in your contacts. Then you can just use your voice dial and say, you know, call WBSM, and boom, there you go. And of course, if you can't call in, app chat is a great way to text us on the WBSM app, and those open line voicemails are a great way to record your thoughts and send them over so we can play them on the show. And you can get the app for free from your app store or from WBSM.com, and it's brought to you by South Coast Towing. They're the ones that make it all happen. Let me take my next break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a few moments. Even though I know the river is wide, I walk down every evening and stand on the shore. I try to cross to the opposite side so I can finally find what I've been looking for. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. And welcome back. And yes, they released part two of the Billy Joel documentary, And So It Goes, and I watched that last night. Very, very good. And, you know, they don't shy away from talking about the problems that he's had in, you know, recent years. Well, not recent years, but in the 2000s, where he had a marriage fall apart and he had been heavily drinking and a lot of things that were going on. They don't shy away from covering it, but they also don't get too in-depth in it either. But you really get kind of an idea of what his mindset was during all of that, and why that might have, you know, why he might have been succumbing to his addiction. So, but it was just a fascinating series overall. I think it's like a total of 5.5 hours altogether. And they're now releasing a soundtrack to it with lots of performances that you couldn't hear before anywhere else, and stuff that, you know, his old band Attila and some of his other bands from his early days, all that's being released now. And they put this playlist out on like Spotify and things like that. So, and they may be putting it out in a physical form as well. And they've got more Billy Joel stuff from the archives they're going to be releasing in the future too. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm worse.
I was going to say, it sounds like your voice is doing a little worse.
Oh, my God. I told you yesterday that it was changing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Friday night when I woke up, it was horrible. Then, sorry, I hate coughing. Like, that's not right to call and cough, but I'll try to be quick. But, yeah, so yesterday, it took a life on of its own. Thank God I got out, though, because I needed so much in the house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can continue to survive. And I needed PP. And but I'm glad I got out and did what I had to do. So I wanted to ask you, I have to put my rent check in the mail today. So then I'm not putting it downstairs because she doesn't come till 2:30. I want it to go in, out today, so get there on the first. Get pick up with the afternoon thing. And I can't go to my doctor's. My health insurance, they haven't been able to submit a claim since May, my yearly physical. So I just got a letter. I did a whole bunch of footwork for PrimaCare, the billing, and with my health insurance, called them back, said, you have to put it in as preventative care, and I gave them a reference number. Then they tried calling me back, but I wasn't talking to them. On Friday, they tried calling me back, and I'm like, what did they do now? But in the meantime, Blue Cross, they mailed me a thing. So they think I have other insurance, and I don't. Just Blue Cross. So I've got to get that in the mail today, too. I'm really blessed, Tim. I found two stamps in my bag. I never have stamps. Oh, what a blessing. So my question for you is, you know how, like, the post office where people get their P.O. box?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know how the post office puts that thing across where you can't go, like, where, you know, the workers would be? Can you still go into the post office? That side where the P.O. boxes are? Because I can put them right in the inside there.
I don't know. I've never been in that post office.
Well, I mean, any post office.
I don't know. The post office that I went into, I just always walked right into the post office itself, like it was all one big room.
Right. When they were closed, right?
No, like the post office that I went into, they didn't have an area for the P.O. boxes.
Oh.
I used to go to the downtown Wareham one, so it was all just one room. Although, no, the West Wareham, the East Wareham one, rather, that one had the room with the P.O. boxes and then the separate room for the...
Yeah, because I had one there. But I can't remember. It was so long ago. I can't remember.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah. But you could, I mean, as long as the post office is open, you could go in the back.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I want to avoid being in a line. Maybe I'll just tell everybody, please, can I get in front of you?
I mean, usually they usually have the blue boxes out in front, and those get emptied multiple times a day. It'll say right on it what times the pickups are.
Yeah, afternoon. I'm not putting a check in those things, no way. Too many people are whitewatering checks. I like to put them right in the P.O. box. And then I wanted to ask you, do you know where, do you know where this free COVID test?
I don't. I would suggest maybe going to the community health center.
Where's that?
On Purchase Street.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, by the bank and the post office. That
more like on the corner of Elm Street and Purchase Street.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I just went there for the first time a couple weeks ago to drop off some Sharps containers. And I think that's probably your best bet.
Oh, good, yeah. Do they open up early? Well, I could probably just call them.
I don't know. Yeah, I would suggest just calling.
Calling them, yeah. Otherwise, I'm just gonna go stop and shop and buy one. I think they should always be free at every pharmacy, just free. So, by the way, speaking of COVID, my brother's in the hospital. He's got it. My stepbrother.
Oh well, I hope everything goes okay.
Yeah, he's sounding horrible yesterday. I feel bad for him because he's got AFib and, you know, being over. He's got so many underlying medical problems. He didn't even get to go back into his place. They said, no, you should stay in the nursing home because you're too sick for him. So he's been trying to appeal that, but now he's in the hospital with COVID. It's like, oh, he can't get a break. I feel so bad for him.
Well, I hope hope he feels better soon, and I hope you do as well.
Thank you, Tim.
All right.
I got a question.
I got about 10 seconds before I got to go to the break.
Will you ask it for him? I know what it is to be counselor at large, textbook, but I would love for him to just give more of a detail of what they really do.
Okay.
Because I don't know. It's just the textbook I don't know.
All right.
Thank you.
Feel better.
Oh, thank you.
All right. We got to get this break in. We will be right back. All right. And it's going to